All right. Just a quick little note for you. On your outline, if you look under the notes area, there isn't a whole lot of room for notes. And so what happened was when the printout came, it actually collapsed that, and we didn't quite catch that. So if you need to make notes, look for your open spots either on the front or back and use those. I apologize that we had a little mishap and didn't leave you room for your notes for today. But, okay. Our scripture that we're going to dig into today and really take a good hard look at is at the top of your outline. It says, "And we know all things God works for good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." It's Romans 8:28. Read it with me again. "And we know all things God works for good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." It doesn't say, "And we know some things work for good." It doesn't say that we know most things work for good. It says we know all things work for good. Good, tough, indifferent, it doesn't matter. All things work for good for those who love God. If you're a man sitting in this room today who knows the Lord, this message is for you. If you're sitting in this room today and you're not sure about your relationship with God, pay close attention because this message is also for you. And my prayer would be that if there's anyone sitting here today who doesn't know that he has that personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ, that you don't leave here today without knowing it. We're going to have time to talk about what we're going to discuss today at your table. And so during that time, if you don't know that you have a relationship with Christ, talk to the table leader, talk to the person who brought you, or come see me after it's over with, because I don't want anyone to walk out of here without that concrete knowledge that you are a child of God. Okay? Throughout history, starting from the very beginning with Adam and Eve, up through including today, people experience many aspects of life that bring great joy to their lives. Marriage, children, worship, career, entertainment, successes of all different types bring joy and bring excitement and encouragement in our lives. And these are all really important things. And I think you'd agree with me that from our scripture today, we would really like it if all things meant those things, right? But the reality of it is that life can get tough, and no one is exempt. Tragedy, sorrow, heartbreak is a part of the human experience. And it has been throughout history, and it will continue to be until the coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus. It's part of life. And if we go back and we even look at some of the things throughout history that have happened, I mean, we go clear back to Adam and Eve. And they were kicked out of the garden as a result of their sin before God. They had their firstborn killed by their secondborn. So they experienced the tragedy that's involved with that. Abraham was commanded by God to take his son Isaac to the altar and sacrifice him to the Lord. Can you imagine the anguish That man had to feel when God commanded him and called him to take his son and sacrifice Isaac and take his life. I mean, the anguish that had to be going on there had to be so intense, so incredible. Job, a true man of God, had great a wonderful family, great wealth, and had it all taken from him. He was inflicted with pain, with disease. You know, what's going on there? David, a man of God's own heart, the Scripture calls him. As a boy, was confronted face to face with the giant Goliath. Was disowned by his own brothers and was tracked down and pursued to be killed by a king that he had served and he loved dearly. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a fish because of his disobedience to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced the fiery furnace because they wouldn't bow down and worship the king. The apostles, all but one, were martyred because of their faith. Paul was imprisoned and tortured because of his faith in Christ. And Jesus Himself, God's only Son, blameless and sinless, was ridiculed, beaten, and hung on a cross to die. See, disappointment, heartache, tragedy, it's a part of what we deal with in life. It's part of life. And yet, we ask the question, well, why? Why would God allow such things in our lives? Why do we have to deal with this? Have you ever been in a position, gone through something, dealt with a situation, and gone before God and go, God, why is this happening to me? I tell you, I have. I have many times. Okay? Let me give you a situation that I dealt with just a couple of years ago. All right? I had been working for a company for 4 years. I was in sales. Any of you who have been in sales know that it takes a while if you're starting from scratch to build up a sales business and get a base established so that you've got, you know, some place to move forward on. I had worked for 4 years for this company, and one day, just before Thanksgiving, we were planning to have a sales meeting, and everything got changed, and we were told we were going to have one-on-one meetings. And so I went to Indianapolis, is where our sales meeting was, and my office was here in Kokomo, and I went to Indianapolis, and I go into my one-on-one meeting, and the owner of our company says, Mike, I've got news for you. I need to let you know what's going on. He said, December 1, our company will be sold to a much larger national type insurance agency. And he said, and unfortunately, you're not part of the package. And so out of 13 people that were in our agency, four of them all lived in Indianapolis. I happen to live up here, but four of them went with the new company. The rest of us were let go. And so after the initial shock, on the way home from Indianapolis, I spent a lot of time in prayer. I asked the question, why, Lord, would you allow me to spend the last 4 years of my life building up this business only to have it taken away from me. I question God about His plan. Why? Okay. Well, the important thing is that immediately during this conversation that I had with God, He brought back to me Scripture that I had meditated on many, many times. And this is why it's so important for us to spend time in the Word every day. Because when we're faced with things, when we're dealing with situations that cause angst or problems or whatever it might be, when the Word's embedded in our hearts, God uses that and brings it back to light. He told me, as in that the words, His words came back to me, trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your understanding. That was first. I will not be tempted beyond anything that I can handle. What does that tell me? Is this a temptation? Well, I'm tempted at this point to turn my back on God, to walk away from Him. But because of what He's embedded in my heart, I won't be tempted to move beyond what I can handle. I won't be tempted with anything that I can't handle. Nothing. No circumstance, no problem, no issue can separate me from the love of God through Christ Jesus. All things, God works for good for those who love Christ Jesus. I solidified those things in my mind on my way home as I'm heading back to Kokomo to sit and talk with my wife about what's going on. So I have because of the time that I spent with God, I have affirmation that God's plan is best, even though I don't understand it. I can handle anything. I can handle it. I can deal with it. It's not going to be a problem if I put my faith in Him. No matter what, God loves me. No matter how tough the situation seems, God loves me. And even though I'm dealing with a tough situation, all things work to good. All things work for the good for me. Why? Because I love Him. He promises me. All things work for the good. Well, I went home that night, had a conversation with my wife, explained the situation, explained my talk with God. I told her what happened. And I assured her that we're going to be fine. We're going to make it through this. God understands. He knows. And that all will be well. And so we just put the situation in God's hands. See, Scripture clearly shows us that God uses difficult situations in life to mold us into the men He wants us to be. Difficult things are a part of His process. They mold us. They shape us. As a matter of fact, in Jeremiah 18, if you go and read that and look at it, it's where God tells Jeremiah to go to the potter's house. All right, and Jeremiah goes to the potter's house, and then God gives Jeremiah the words as he's looking at the potter and the potter working the clay and making pots. God gives Jeremiah the words about how tough situations really work in His shaping us. He really compares us to the clay that a potter uses when he starts to make a pot. And clay can be, especially back in those days, clay could be cracked and broken and ugly and just nasty looking. But then God uses, shows, says, and has him look at how the potter works the moisture into the clay. And that can be similar to God working in our life, getting us in a position to where we accept him, and then he can use us. So he's working the moisture into the clay. And once the clay has enough moisture and it's all in a position where he can start to work it, then the wheel starts to turn. And the potter places his hands on the clay and he begins to press and mold and squeeze and push the clay to begin to form the image of what he wants that clay to become. And God uses the difficult things in our life to press and push and mold us to become the image of the men he wants us to be. Okay? So, the thing that we have to realize is that during our pain, during our trials, during our tragedies, God's not abandoned us. He's using those things to form us, to make us more of what He wants us to be. His faithfulness never diminishes, even when we're in the midst of trial and pain. You see, even with the people that I listed from the Bible who dealt with various issues, God continued to remain faithful to them. Abraham, God stopped the sacrifice of Isaac because of Abraham's faithfulness. So Abraham didn't have to carry it out, and his son was saved. Job, because of his faithfulness and his steadfastness with the Lord, had a new family presented to him. His afflictions on his body were cured, and his wealth was multiplied tenfold. David defeated Goliath and never was caught and killed by the king who was pursuing him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though they were thrown in the fire and the men who threw them in perished because of the heat, they had a party in there. There was nothing wrong with them. God saved them from the death of the fire. God released Paul from prison in the middle of the night. And Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, triumphantly rose from the grave and is alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father today. Amen. You see, tragedy, God does not abandon us when we have difficult times and we deal with tragic situations. God is right there with us. He is faithful. He is with us. And for lonely old Mike Dunn, in the situation that I told you about, losing my job and the situation that I dealt with, you see, I lost my job in January. And early in December. And early in January, my dad, my best friend, was diagnosed with liver cancer. And because I was in a position where I didn't have to work, I spent most days of the next 3 months either with him at a doctor discussing the situation, going through tests, surgery, a variety of things, spending time. I got to spend time with my father that if I had had a job, I might have been able to do a little bit of that, but nothing like I could have. You see, my dad passed away following December. So from January to December 9th, from January to June, I was without a job. And that was a blessing from God. In December, it sure didn't feel like it. Even during the course of it, at times it didn't feel like it. Things got a little tough. It's not easy to be unemployed. It's rough. But you know what? Because God is so faithful. Because He gave me the power through the Holy Spirit to endure, I was able to reap the blessing that came from His plan, not mine. And just to, so that you know, I mean, I just want you to understand, after things settled down with my dad and the treatments were all in place and everything had pretty much gone on, in June, God put me in a job that is all and more that I could hope for. And so I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. But the other thing is that at one point in time, my dad and I were sitting and talking, and he asked me, he told me, with just tears in his eyes, he told me, Mike, I know that this time has been rough for you, being unemployed and all the things that we had to do. But he said, you know, I honestly don't think I could have made it without you. See, God knew what He needed. And God knew what I could endure. And His plan worked. So praise the Lord for that. See, God has a plan for each of us. And just like the potter who's forming this beautiful vessel, the pressures that life puts on us allows us to be formed to what God wants us to be. With confidence, by faith, we know that all things work to good for those who believe in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we praise You. We thank You. We thank You so much that Your plan for our lives is so much better than our own. We thank You that even though life has pressures and difficulties, pain and sorrow, that we can know with confidence, because You promise it in Your Word, that You never leave us, You never forsake us, You're always there with us, You love us totally and unconditionally. Father, we praise You and we thank You for all that You are and all that You make us to be. We love You and honor You this day. In Jesus' name, amen.